A division of the Indonesian military has shot dead 5 terrorism suspects over the weekend, who they've accused of plotting to attack a popular bar in Bali. The Australian government supports Indonesia's Detachment 88 to fight terrorism, and this division was involved in the shooting. But there are many critics who blame Detachment 88 for human rights abuses against civilians and question their quick resort to violence. Melissa LaHood has this report.
The Indonesian police have said the suspects killed over the weekend were part of a terrorist network, based on diagrams found where the men were shot. But Nick Chesterfield, the editor of West Papua Media, questions whether the shootings were too hasty.
As far as I know, that the reasons given, and I don't really have any contrary information, but the reasons given that these people were connected to a terror gang, but they were just involved in armed robberies to finance a terror gang, and there's no definitive connection that is obvious that they are part of a terror gang. So I think it just once again shows that Indonesia's not interested in the rule of law, that it prefers to shoot suspects so they can't answer in a court of justice.
What about the fact that the Indonesian police have said they found diagrams showing that the suspects were planning to blow up the bar? I mean, if Detachment 88 didn't act as quickly as they did, couldn't we have a massive tragedy on our hands?
You know, if Detachment 88 are a good counter-terrorism group, they could still neutralise these people without killing them. They could neutralise their capabilities without killing them. It's definitely a situation where they shoot first and ask questions later, or prefer to shoot first and not allow the questions to be asked at all.
He says there have been many serious allegations of human rights abuses against civilians since Detachment 88 was set up.
There's been cases where they've been used against non-violent independence activists in the Maluku's, in West Papua, and routinely are involved in situations where people are engaging in legitimate and peaceful civil resistance. There's been examples in West Papua as well where they've been part of major sweeps against civilians in the West Papuan Highlands and also in the Paniai region, where civilians have been rounded up in their thousands and villages have been burnt down repeatedly by Detachment 88 troops.
Peter King is the convener of the West Papua Project at the Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies. He says Detachment 88 randomly targets people and that their goal is to stop protesters.
It's hard to document because foreign journalists aren't allowed, and most of the worst of the violence is taking place in the highlands, which are particularly off limits, even to Indonesian media. It's hard to document, but certainly some of the episodes are quite well documented.
The Wire contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs but didn't receive a response in time for this broadcast. Nick Chesterfield says it's hard to know the exact degree of Australia's support for Detachment 88 because they're still waiting on figures from defence and the police force.
It's certainly in the order of several hundred troops who are drawn from Indonesian Special Forces and Indonesian Police Special Forces. The last figure that we had was it was to the tune of at least $55 million a year, not including the provision of weapons and intelligence capabilities.
So even though Detachment 88 have killed 56 terrorism suspects since they were formed after the Bali bombings, you still think that it's not in Australia's best interest to continue to provide support and training?
Well, you've got to understand that these people are all suspects. They've never been afforded the right to judicial process. They've killed this many suspects, but they've also killed a lot more people who have got nothing to do with terrorism, people who are legitimately exercising non-violent free expression. The Detachment 88 troops were involved in the attack on the Third Papuan People's Congress. We've got footage that shows them firing directly into the crowd, and Australia has done absolutely nothing about this.
Was this when the 5 activists were arrested last October?
Yeah, this was when the Third Papuan People's Congress was held. The army and police just waltzed in and started firing at people who'd made a peaceful expression. At least 7 people were killed.
Nick Chesterfield says the Australian government needs to put strict conditions on Indonesia if they're going to keep funding counter-terrorism.
We've got to make sure that that funding is absolutely conditional on the fact that they're not going to go after peaceful political activists.
Nick Chesterfield from West Papua Media speaking to Melissa LaHood.